Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
You know, Pauline, I was thinking, those pants don't quite fit you.
Really? I think they are okay. Maybe they are a little short or a little too long. Oh, I know. I would love these pants if I had another pocket. Oh, well, that is only a dream.
Well, let me tell you, you can make your dream come true.
How, Peter? How?
Tim is a tailor. Tailors can fix, alter, and change clothes.
Hey, by the way, I got this weird phone call the other day. Someone asked if my refrigerator was running.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. That was probably a fake call.
Well, then I should call Mr. E. He can solve the mystery.
Yes, that's the person you want to talk to, and I think we'll talk about that a little bit more. We're going to have fun today, so much to cover and review. So let's get started. Here's those lessons from this week.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, my guest is a tailor. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you, Rob.
Please tell us about your job.
Well, a tailor makes, repairs, and adjusts clothes.
Can I buy shirts and pants from your shop?
Yes, but my shop is not just a clothing store.
What do you mean?
A tailor measures you first.
So you get the right size?
Yes. But tailors actually make your clothes. They don't just pick the correct size off a hanger.
Then your clothes fit really well.
Yes. But sometimes clothes don't fit well. Then a tailor can adjust them.
That's great.
Rob, where are you going?
I need to see a tailor.
Huh? I'm here.
No, not you. I'm going to see Tim.
Oh, Tim is the tailor from yesterday's show.
Yes, I want him to make me a new suit.
Ah, can I join you? I need a couple of skirts.
Okay. Let's go.
Alex, let's get lunch together at the Jungle Cafe.
Sorry, Linda. I'm going to see Tim the tailor.
Is he making or altering something for you?
He's altering one of my jackets. It's a little too wide.
So he's making it smaller?
Yes. Do you want to come with me?
Sure. Tim is getting a lot of new customers today.
It is morning. I wake up and go outside. It is a beautiful and sunny day. I feel hot in the sun. Then, my phone rings. It is my friend, Mrs. Brown. She is a teacher. She needs help.
Today is test day, Mr. E,
she says.
But the hospital called me. My mother is sick. Now I have to cancel my class. My students can't take the test.
Later, Mrs. Brown calls again.
My mother is fine,
she says.
She is not ill. She is not in the hospital. The phone call was fake. Someone tricked me.
Mrs. Brown is at school now. A student is responsible for the fake call. She is sure about that. But which student? She needs help. I go to the school. There are three students with Mrs. Brown. The students say they didn't call Mrs. Brown. Billy says,
I didn't call. I sleep until school time.
Betty says,
My mother has my phone. I can't call before school.
Sandy says,
I help my grandfather in the morning. I was sweeping some wet grass.
Sandy, you're lying,
I say.
You are in big trouble.
What are you looking at, Rob?
I'm reading this flyer, Susie. Some people want to start a lacrosse team.
What is lacrosse?
Lacrosse is a sport. Two teams play it on a big field.
Do they kick a ball?
No. Players use lacrosse sticks to throw a ball into a goal.
That sounds really interesting.
It's a lot of fun, too.
Wow! Look at all these people!
Maybe they want to join the team.
Lacrosse must be a hard sport.
Why do you say that?
Lacrosse players wear a lot of gear. They are all wearing helmets and pads on their shoulders and elbows. They have big gloves, too.
Players also wear mouth guards.
Really? Why?
To protect their teeth.
Did you play lacrosse in Taipei, Alex?
No, I only learned about lacrosse in the U.S.
So, it's still a new sport in Taipei?
Yes, I introduced it to my cousin, and now he loves it.
Why do you like lacrosse?
It's a challenging game. Players need good skills and must play as a team.
So they work together to score goals.
Right.
What are you doing, James?
I'm reading interesting facts about lacrosse. It is the fastest game played on 2 feet in the world.
That's interesting.
Native Americans have played it for hundreds of years.
I didn't know that.
Now lacrosse is played all over the world. Alex told me there is even a team in Taiwan now.
That's great!
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I'm ready for any question, Peter. I have my notes, and friends, you can try to answer with us.
Okay. Where should we start first?
Let's start with my pants. They need some help.
You must be talking about the tailor, right? What is a tailor?
A tailor fixes, alters, and changes clothes.
So you can buy clothes there too, right?
Yes, you can. But most people do one of two things. Can you tell me what they are?
That's a good question. A person goes to the tailor to make clothes, right?
Yes, when you want to make something, go to a tailor. Tell them what you want, then they will measure you. Then they will make it. What else can a tailor do?
A tailor can fix things.
Yes, like a hole in your pants. Or if your pants are too long, just go to the tailor.
Yes, that's right. So now let's talk about the fake phone call.
Yes, someone called me the other day. He said his name was Seymour? Seymour.
Oh, let's just stick to the mystery.
Okay. A teacher got some bad news on the phone, but it turned out that the call was fake. Why would someone do that?
Oh, I remember what happened. A student called the teacher. It was a fake phone call. This was because there was going to be a test at school. This student wanted to get out of it, but this is not okay.
That's right. That is not something that you should do. How did Mr. E find out who did it?
Well, Mr. E asked the students. One said they were sweeping wet grass. But wait a second. The day was hot and dry. That person was lying.
Oh. Now, let's talk about lacrosse. What is this sport?
Well, this sport is from the U.S. and Canada. Many people are playing it, but you have to wear lots of gear and equipment.
Interesting. Who made this sport?
Well, the Native Americans. Wow, we've talked about so much, but right now we need to take a short break. Friends, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Oh, the mystery. I always love the story, and I like to try to figure out what happens and how Mr. E solved the mystery.
Yes, that's true. It's a good way to practice your English as well. All right, now it's time to watch our features from this week. Let's watch them together. Here we go.
Hello everyone, this is Jack's File and I'm Jack. Fruit is so delicious. It's one of my favorite snacks any time of year. There are so many wonderful fruits to choose from. That was my last piece of watermelon. I need to go to the fruit stand to buy more fruit.
At the fruit stand, you can choose from many, many kinds of fruit. You can find apples, oranges, and bananas at a fruit stand. You can often buy watermelon, honeydew melon, and cantaloupe. And you can buy mangoes, papayas, and guavas. Not all fruit is available in every season. For example, at some times of the year, it's easy to find strawberries. At other times, you can't find any at all. Buying fruit in season is a good idea. It's always sweetest and freshest at that time. And it's also the cheapest because there's a lot of it. When you buy fruit, you usually pay by the pound or by the kilogram. Or sometimes you pay for each fruit. You might pay a certain price for each apple or pear. You can always find something delicious to buy at a fruit stand.
Well, I'm back from the fruit stand. As you can see, I couldn't buy just one kind of fruit. I have a watermelon and some mangoes. I also have some guavas and a papaya. Now I have plenty of fruit to eat, and I'm going to eat some right now. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye.
dog listens when I talk. He goes with me for a walk. When I sleep, he sleeps too. He does everything that I do. If someone tries to make me mad, he hangs his head and looks so sad. He cuddles up and licks my hand and tells me that he understands. Pets have love that never ends.